Now time for phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
There it is. Hey, Benny Kelly. My husband has a colonoscopy coming up next week. He's a little nervous about it. I think he'd be a great person to call with a little phone tap, right? LOL.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper needs to call Andre from the health clinic to go over a few things before the appointment. By the way, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, hello. Robert Hassenpepper calling from health clinic about your colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah, that's next week, right?
That's right. So this is just a reminder call about a few things. You probably got an email about this, but you'll need to switch to clear liquids and that special drink the day before the procedure.
Right. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not too bad. Then you'll have your colonoscopy on Wednesday morning. I'm just checking here to make sure the procedure room is reserved.
And check to make sure the doctor knows what they're doing. Right.
Oh, well, actually, there won't be a doctor in your procedure room.
What do you mean? Is this done by someone else?
Well, sort of. We've been experimenting with artificial intelligence and using robots to help with the procedure. You've probably read about things like this.
I guess so. So how does that work?
Well, you probably know that for the colonoscopy, there's a tiny camera on the end of a tube, and usually the tube gets inserted into your backside by the doctor.
Right, I've got that.
Well, then the doctor can go in as far as they need to, you know, to take a look around. Well, here's the thing. With the kind of insurance you have, it's too expensive to have a doctor do your procedure.
What do you mean?
Well, with your lower level of insurance, we're going to first of all have an intern do the initial insertion.
An intern? Do they know what they're even doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, how hard can it be, right? They're just sticking it in there, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be done right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So then we'll have a robot take over from there. It's all computerized. There's a computer program, you know, that controls the procedure automatically. A little robot arm pushes the tube into you little by little and, you know, hopefully makes all the right twists and turns and gets it through your intestine.
Hopefully. Isn't there a doctor operating this thing? I mean,
nope. There's no one in the room, just the robot. It's got two little arms and they kind of feed the tube into you like they're unspooling a garden hose, you know what I mean?
Wait, I mean, what if something goes wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Andre. These things they're doing with robots these days are amazing.
So I get the budget automated colonoscopy? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not having a machine pushing a tube into my keister. I mean,
well, really, it comes down to the insurance that your husband signed you up for. There's not much I can do, but there is good news.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, Hank is listening to this on the radio right now, and he might be able to help you out.
On what radio? What are you talking about?
Andre, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 DJX right now.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Really?
Hank put us up to it.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Andre, good luck with the procedure next week. I'm sure it'll go fine.
All right, thank you. Thank you a lot.
And then spooling it like a garden hose.
To be fair, it's less awkward with a computer, right?
maybe, yes.
Speaking of someone who's had several colonoscopies before.
Where do I look? Where do I put
my
eyes?
Exactly. It's like you have a room full of people and it's like, oh.
You know what? Maybe Robert Hassenpepper is onto something, right?
Maybe.